Listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, George.
How does this sound for you? 58 days until the preseason opener against the Jacksonville Jaguars. 89 days until the start of the regular season. Buccaneers taking on your New Orleans Saints. We're going to talk mottos. We're going to talk minicamp. Mark Ingram's in town. He's participating, saying what up to the Saints fans that are out there, and also, of course, his teammates. Packed crowd on the stands. Brian and Ola Easton join the intern making the observations along with plenty of others. The Metairie Studios, Gus Kattengill with you back over the LaRue Studios. It is Joey. We'll take your phone calls, 800-998-1003. You can tweet at us at ESPN Radio Nola. I got a lot of questions that I'll be throwing out there, and I want a lot of feedback from you folks here as well that not only include the black and gold, but also the Pelicans. Yes, they're at it again, the national folks and media and people and such. And the morning shows on ESPN, everyone's talking about LeBron. What's interesting is a lot of people are talking about LeBron and adding a little AD to the conversation. So, yes, we will definitely touch on that as well. Also, last night, did you see the last game that involved the last ticket to Omaha in the College World Series? Florida-Auburn extra innings. Did you see how that happened? Joey, I don't know if you were watching. It was late at night.
I was up till 4.
Okay, so you watched. I don't know if you saw it, right? Left-hander in the box for, yep, Florida. Pulls it, hits it over to right field. For some reason, the Auburn right fielder decides to jump. It goes in and out of his glove and over the fence. Ball game. Walk-off era. I mean, that's what I'm calling it.
Highlight film.
Yeah, but, dude, that was crazy because here's the thing, and I was talking to some people about it again either this morning and last night, tweeting and texting and seeing all of this. If Auburn wins, right, we touched on it yesterday with Alex Asaro, co-host of Neutral Grounders, the podcast that talks and covers college baseball in the area. That would have been the third SEC West team that goes, right? Arkansas, they win. They're in. We know Mississippi State got in, and it could have been Auburn. You would have had three just in the West alone. You still have SEC teams in Florida, Arkansas, Mississippi State. It's just the days of just walking on the field, and, you know, we'll see in Omaha for Tiger fans. It's not even just for Tiger fans, for anybody. It's hard. Florida was number one or number two at the lowest this season, which wasn't very long. That's it. All season. They were the top-ranked team, occasionally the second-ranked team, all season long. Battling Auburn was not a national seed to make it to Omaha. It's crazy. In Omaha, you have Washington making their first trip there. And in Florida, when you think, here's what I'm getting at, right? What was it? 7 of the last 9 years they've gone to Omaha, and now 4 straight. And they were number one most of the season, and they battled to get in. It's crazy. And that's what I'm saying. It's so much harder now to make it to Omaha. And then once you get there, you are facing teams that have earned it. And you're going to have to beat them as well. It's just not what it was when they were just putting up numbers over the intimidator going, hey, we'll see you next year. We'll see you the other. Doesn't mean they didn't have a chance. That's not what I'm saying. But it is absolutely, I've been saying this for years, it is not just, hey, a given now. I mean, again, LSU had to beat Mississippi State, a team that's in the College World Series, to open the SEC tournament to even get into regional play this year. That said, Paul Maneri's happy. They're going to get a lot of people back because they didn't get drafted high. Should have a loaded team. But still, again, as I'm just saying, if Auburn wins last night, you would have had 3 teams in the SEC West alone going to Omaha. So it's tough. It's definitely tough. All those series matter. And again, it's crazy. LSU didn't win a single SEC road series this year during a regular season. Then they made a little run in the tournament. Tulane getting themselves a pitching coach, Daniel Latham. to try to help their chances out here as well. So we'll touch on all of that, of course, as the season or as the College World Series now kicks into gear. Here's your schedule in case you do want to watch the graph. I'm trying to get him on just to get his take at some point today. He's been tweeting best super regional ever. The games have been amazing. Saturday, you have Oregon State taking on UNC, a 3 seed versus a 6. The Tar Heels are 6. That's 2 o'clock on Saturday. Washington and Mississippi State, 7 p.m. On Sunday, Arkansas and Texas at 1 p.m. and Texas Tech at Florida, 6 p.m. So Saturday, Sunday for your College World Series if you're a big fan and want to check those out again over on ESPN. So we'll definitely touch on that and more. Again, we'll touch on some of these top stories that are very interesting here. Next segment, we'll focus, of course, on the Saints opening up mandatory minicamp. A couple of players there, a couple of players trying out, a handful of players doing so, and Adam Schefter dropping a bomb here. Not really a bomb. I would say just some interesting news, because Brian Elise and I have talked about this here as well, of another running back coming to visit the team. We'll touch on all of that and more. Again, it's set to go to 120, so when Coach Payton wraps up, probably about 5-10 minutes after practice ends, we'll take that with you, just like we have for OTA. So bottom of next hour, around then, you'll get to hear head coach Sean Payton touch on mandatory minicamp. My guess is they're going to bring other players to the podium. My guess is it will be Mark Ingram. So anybody that goes to the podium, we'll have that for you coming up next hour. Phil Steele is going to join us bottom of this hour. You know who that is. I mean, it's one of the most premier magazines of the college football season that you get before the season starts. Phil Steele is going to join us at the bottom of this hour at 12:30. If you have any questions you want me to pass along to him, tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA. Of course, we'll talk LSU, SEC. We'll ask him about the AAC conference, UCF getting a lot of attention last year going undefeated in reference to Tulane. A lot of people saying this could be a bowling season for them. And I know, look, at LSU, the expectations are different, and that's what it is. It's SEC. I get it. For Tulane, we'll do that. Again, Nichols, can they make that that continued stride and improve on last season going into the postseason? College football playoff, what are the four teams he thinks we will see this year other than Alabama, right? Alabama's still probably a favorite to get in there, and some Heisman hopefuls. We'll ask him to give us a little bit of time on that as well. And I cannot wait to get your opinions. Again, 800-998-1003 on the latest LeBron / AD stories. Yes, I said LeBron / AD stories. Joey, it happened. Happened this morning. We'll start with this morning since the most recent.
Well, who got
two him? Different shows talking about Anthony Davis.
Ooh.
Yeah, exactly.
Where's he going?
Right. Where is he going?
That's the first thing I do. Makes me a biscuit and says,
yep,
where Anthony Davis is going? I said, I got to make something up real
Haven't
quick.
Even had your second cup of coffee and you're going, where is he going? Because, you know, yesterday a story came out from Bleacher Report. I call it clickbait, right? The headline, Anthony Davis rumors, : Warriors interested in Pelican star. What? Warriors interest in Pelican star remains after ring. I'm like, what are you talking about? So I'm scrolling. Tyler Conway wrote it. I'm scrolling. He says, look, Tim Kawakami of The Athletic reporting the Warriors ownership remains interested in acquiring Davis, but has become more focused on retaining their current core after winning a second straight championship. He added that the team is focused on signing Klay Thompson, Draymond Green to contract extensions, though neither player has a financial incentive to do so. And then he goes on and explains why. Well, basically it's simple. Klay Thompson, the most he can sign right now is 80 plus, but if he sits there and waits, the free agency, $102 million, $180 for Draymond Green or Klay Thompson. So anyway, he explains that. Finally, he gets a Kevin Durant who's sacrificed $10 million. Ah, more Davis. Davis, on the other hand, here you go, ready? Seems like a pipe dream. Hold on. The headline is Warriors interested in Pelican star. 12 paragraphs later, the lead sentence is Davis, on the other hand, seems like a pipe dream. Again, why are you writing this then? Let me continue that sentence. The New Orleans Pelicans made the second round of the playoffs in 2018 and could re-sign DeMarcus Cousins to a new contract this offseason. Cousins, recovering from that ruptured Achilles, was not even around for New Orleans' playoff run. Pels have done a poor job of surrounding Davis with talent, but they're trending upward. The odds he forces himself out seem remote in the immediate future, as he is under contract through 2020 and 21. Hey, let me add another sentence to you. He can also qualify for the Supermax, which is $230 million. Again, just a, you know, poor job of writing this. This is just... It's things like that, and I've seen a couple of other people that have covered the team and actually write for a living say it's garbage like that that gives a bad name to it. There's nothing, there's no basis, no relevance to this. And it's funny because you're seeing national people saying, yeah, you know who else is interested in Davis? And they list every single other team in the NBA, which I find hilarious. It's true. You can't write a headline that says, Warriors interested in Pelican star. And then literally a sentence to start a paragraph is, Davis, on the other hand, seems like a pipe dream. What's the point of the story? It's called clickbait. Now we got that out the way. That was last night. This morning, you ready for this? This morning on Get Up, Joey. I kind of feel like when I read the name of the show, I have to say it that way. You know, the morning show with Greenberg and Jalen Rose and Michelle Beadle. The name of the show is Get Up. I kind of feel like I need to say it like it, you know, Get Up, you know, right? I don't know. Maybe it's just me. Okay. Anyway, so Mike Greenberg is saying the following when it comes to Anthony Davis and, well, not really Anthony Davis, LeBron's future. Listen to this.
LeBron James will figure out a way to make Anthony Davis the MVP of the league. Anthony Davis would be the MVP, he almost was this year anyway,
true,
would be the MVP of the NBA with LeBron, and I would love to see a conference final between Golden State and a LeBron James-led New Orleans Pelicans.
Now, you stomp me.
Yeah.
With this one. Because I agree with you. You put him alongside Anthony Davis and Drew Holiday. Now you have the guard presence that can make Steph work. You have the forward presence that can make KD work. And then you have a dominant big in Anthony Davis down low. This is the team that you just gave me clarity that LeBron James could join and can really push the Golden State Warriors.
I'm impressed.
Whoa! What? See, Joey, that's why I was like, get up! That's what I'm talking about. Jalen Rose and Greenberg with the good idea. That's what I'm talking about. No, I know. I can already hear Brian Olias going, aha, you see, welcome to the kingdom. I'm just saying, though, it's crazy because this is just getting thrown out there, right? And then you have, of course, First Things First, the other show that kind of sounds like Skip Bayless and Shannon Sharp. This is the other show in which Nick Wright and Jenna Wolf are discussing the Golden State. Now, remind you, I just literally read that report. They're referencing the report that Golden State is reportedly interested in Anthony Davis. I read you that report. I read you the sentences. You heard yourself. There's nothing to it. Literally in the report, it says it's a pipe dream. And it's just the headline that someone created. Mind you, here they are on Fox Sports 1 talking about it. And behind them, there it is in the video. Anthony Davis, Steph Curry. Mind you, in the report, it called it a pipe dream. Here's what that had to say.
A few things. Tim Kawakami's been talking about this for a long time. Okay? He's the reporter that spoke on this for The Athletic. He covers the team up in the Bay Area.
He used to cover me in Philadelphia.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
He's a really good journalist.
He really is.
And he's not talking about them doing it right now. He's talking about them doing it potentially a year from now is the most likely if they were to do it. And anyone that says that's laughable, it's insane, it would never happen, those are the same things being said about the Warriors going out and getting Kevin Durant. Now, that was cleaner because that was a player choosing to go there via free agency rather than via a trade. But could they make this happen? Well, I mean, yeah, like Draymond Green and Andre Iguodala's contracts match up. You could add him. You could trade him. If they're trying to sign Klay Thompson to an extension, they could then flip him. Like, a lot of things to where this absolutely could happen. I would be careful if I'm Golden State in trying to have this be out there while I'm also potentially trying to sell Klay and Draymond on signing extensions now, which will cost them an enormous amount of money. If Klay and Draymond sign extensions early and forego true unrestricted free agency, the Warriors are limited in what they can pay them, as opposed to them hitting free agency. They could stay with the Warriors, but for Klay, it would cost them about $80 million signing early. Draymond around the same. So I'd be very careful in letting it be out there. We might want to trade for Anthony Davis while we're also going to Klay and or Draymond saying, re-up now, let's lock into you now. But I wouldn't put anything past the Warriors. They're not worried about the competitive balance of the league. They're not worried about the ratings of the NBA Finals. If they have the second and third best players in the world, if they can acquire the fourth, I'm sure they'll try to.
The Warriors haven't been relevant that much the last 20 years. And now we would say that this franchise, one of the most popular in all of sports, why would you give that up? So when people say, why wouldn't you be looking? I would think that in a couple years, they're going to be looking at adding a star, you know, because that's their formula. Let's get as many stars together as possible, especially as long as we have, especially I think around Steph as a shooter. Let's put some other players. That's how the Lakers continued their dynasty for a long time. That's how the Celtics did it for a long time. So I'm not surprised at all. If it's not him, it's going to be someone else. So I'm not shocked at all, because in the NBA, now once you get a taste of it, and with them winning three out of the last four, how long do they keep? Because as a player that's won three in Klay and Draymond, how much more do I sacrifice? I mean, because what's the difference between three and four? Really not that much of a difference, but you talking about me taking $50 to $80 million less? Now, these players, I'm sure that they're looking at what's best for them, because it becomes hard to get people to continue to sacrifice, and it's going to be hard to keep this team totally together. So I'm not shocked at all they would be looking at a plan like Anthony Davis.
So there you have it. Other than the Boston Celtics, we got a competition apparently now. Boston, Golden State in a year or so will be looking to acquire Anthony Davis. See, Joey, every day somebody wants AD.
Yeah, baby, yeah.
Every day. Which is why, again, yesterday I said, why would you trade him if you're the Pelicans? Because you clearly have a very valuable asset. Try to get them to come here with some other players. Anyway, thought you'd find that as a trip. Get up this morning saying, LeBron, why don't we do, and I've already seen it on Twitter, let's start it, LeBrow. LeBron James.
LeBrow.
And it, LeBrow, start it now. Yep. LeBrow. So anyway, Dwayne Wade said it's about to be a lifestyle decision for LeBron. It's not really about where we can maybe go win. It's about the lifestyle for his family and his kids, and that's the thing. Is New Orleans competing with L.A., Miami, and such? Anyway. Quick break. We come back. Let's focus on the black and gold. They're out there. Mandatory minicamp day numero uno. What's going on? We'll update you. Don't forget Sean Payton next hour. Bottom of this hour, Phil Steele. And hour one is brought to you by the King Firm. Don't play the game of claims with insurance companies. You've been injured in an accident. Days, Mr. Joey D. To the preseason opener against the Jags. 89 days into the regular season opener against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Maybe I have that on my brain because you look out there on the field and there's a giant TB on the logo on the field. I'm like, Tampa?
Tuberculosis.
And no, it's Tom Benson.
Tom Benson.
I know. I was thinking Tampa Bay. I'm like, man.
Tampa Bay.
I'm like, that's savage. You want to remind your team of the season opener, because we have touched on the importance of the start of the Saints season this year. That's right, September 9th, as I said, 89 days away. 89 days away. High noon. Bucks, Saints. The following week, Joey, your loyalty will be tested. The Cleveland Browns come to town. I don't know. A lot of people saying this team might win actually a game this year. I'm going 5 wins this year, Joey, for your Browns. Going 5 wins for your Browns. And then the next week, the dreaded Atlanta Falcons in Atlanta. Then you go to the Giants in a 3:25 kickoff. And then host the Redskins, 7:15. That's your first 5 games. Then you got the bye week. So that open is important, especially considering that 3 of those 5 are at home. You want to take care of your business early. We know the bottom part of that schedule. So maybe that's what I had on my brain when I saw TB on the field. I was like, Tampa Bay. No, it's for Tom Benson. No doubt probably will be a patch or something on the jerseys this season if they're doing it on the field already. All right, so mini camp day number one. Present and accounted for. We did see the video yesterday of him turning left off of the service road into the Saints parking lot is running back Mark Ingram. So he's out there working again. I am assuming after Sean Payton speaks and practice is set to end at 1:20. So Payton will talk after practice. I'm assuming they'll probably have him come up to the podium, Mark Ingram. So anybody comes to the podium will have after practice for you. So if you want to listen to what coach has to say following today's practice, it'll be there. And again, it's set to end at 1:20. Also though, what's interesting is a couple of players out there trying out. Wide receiver, Kelvin Snead, right? He's out there trying out. Running back Tim Hightower. Running back this team knows very familiar with. He's out there trying out. Adam Schefter. I called it a bomb. It's not really a bomb. It's just something that we touched on earlier in the year in the offseason rally, rather. And, he said that running back Jamaal Charles will visit tomorrow. Running back Jamaal Charles will visit the team tomorrow. Now, Sean Payton said at rookie minicamp he had no plans on bringing in a veteran or signing a veteran. Now, he did say that there is a short list. He did say that there will be a short list of players, and it's on the board right now, and he was pointing to the building, in case they want to go that route. I have every belief that I do feel this team is going to see, especially going in the training camp, what they think they have in a couple of the running backs they have on the roster right now. Trey Edmonds, right? I mean, he will probably be somebody that you give a chance to. Trey Edmonds, yesterday we were playing this about him getting an opportunity to bring stuff to the table and to prove his worth, had this to say.
I like to think I add a little bit of size and speed to the backfield. You know, I think I have a combination of both, you know, and just willing to help this team in any way I can.
You're also a guy who excels on special teams.
So, yes, I mean, exactly. So he can play special teams. He can do that a little bit as well. And, look, trying to do whatever he can. And we touched on it already. A couple of the other guys, Jonathan Williams, a 6-foot running back from Arkansas. Running backs coach, and he very familiar. And also Boston Scott, a draft pick. So, look, again, I think the tryout is to help Tim Hightower because he had a good relationship with the team. And Sean Payton's done this in the past. He's done this in the past, even with Tim Hightower, in which he wasn't going to make this roster, but he talked highly about him and helped him get somewhere else. I think this is a situation, at least specifically with him, to try to get him a job. Get some tape that he can then shoot over to some other coaches. Maybe he can suggest, you know, if he looks at the wire, somebody gets hurt, and he goes, hey, check this out, man. This was recent. He came and tried out. Here you go. So I think that's what this is today. Jamaal Charles, maybe not so much. I think Jamaal Charles is somebody that was on that list, getting closer to training camp. Let's take a look at him. Now, it'll be interesting to see if we see him on the field. The report that Adam Schefter just says is he's visiting the Saints. Now, does that mean they're going to put him in a uniform and have him go through some drills and see what he looks like? Or, after practice, as they do very often, you'll see a group of players, no names on the jerseys or whatever, and they're trying out in the indoor facility. Again, my guess would be Jamaal Charles would be somebody you want to see where he's at. You want to see how he looks. You want to see how he moves. And you want to see if you bring him in for training camp if you need to go that route. Or once camp starts, if these three guys through a preseason game or so aren't giving you what you want, you have him set forth and you're ready to go and you're ready. That would be my guess with those two. Because I'm not saying Sean's a liar, but Sean's already said he's probably going to go the route of what he has in-house right now. We've talked about where some of those other snaps from Mark Ingram can go. So I think it's look-sees, and I think it's helping out a friend and Tim Hightower. That's what I'm thinking. Again, that's just my take on it, in my opinion. Some of the other things you've seen, no Cam Jordan. Uh-oh, we haven't seen him in any OTAs. What's the problem, Joey? Nothing. It's actually really good news. Per Instagram, Cam Jordan, congratulations. Welcome another member of the Jordan family. His wife gave birth. So there's a picture of him and the baby and the wife in the hospital. Ooh, so there you go.
And number 26 in the top 100 last night.
There you go. Yeah. So a nice night for him. And get some rest. he's got a couple kids now, and that one's brand new. So
you're a dad if you think training camp's hard.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's what I'm saying. Look, there are days where I'm like, honey, two? We're good? How about another one? Let's do another one. And then there are days I'm like, one is plenty.
Well, the difference
is absolutely plenty.
The difference is you can't say cut me or trade me.
Yeah. No, there is none of that. And, again, what is it? Today's Tuesday, right? Tomorrow's my next opportunity to win the Powerball, Joey. Now, if that happens, we're in. We got it. But until that day comes where the Powerball is won, one's good right now.
So if I got dead air Thursday,
yeah,
I knew you won.
No, you see, here's the thing. I think I'd still be on for a bit.
Uncle Gus?
Honestly would, yeah.
You hear me? Uncle Gus?
Uncle Gus, that's right.
I found the papers. I did, what is it?
Oh, is that? Your long lost family.
Yeah, I went to Ancestry.com and boy, it went right direct to you. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, I mean, you really are about the same color as me once you get out in the sun. Yeah, exactly right.
In the fog from a mile away, you can't tell us apart.
Can't tell at all. I never knew I had relatives in the bayou.
Mayasha.
I take care of you. I take care of you, Joey.
You do.
I would. I totally would. Especially if, you know, once it gets to a certain level, I'd be friendly.
KGUS.
Oh no, definitely KGUS.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Sure. I take care of everybody. Definitely. Everyone's retiring. So that's where Cam Jordan is. No Traquan Smith again, kind of working on the side. We mentioned that last week that he was kind of playing with one of those elastic bands. So he's probably nursing something. Nothing of concern there. No Michael Thomas, though. Brandon Coleman there, dressed but not participating. Alex Okafor went through walkthroughs. Good sign in Marcus Davenport on the field getting some work. So, again, he's, you know, reportedly going to have surgery on his thumb. Let's see if Sean Payton touches on that after practice. And something that, again, you can start looking at, and I'm going to just, you know, preface it by saying, especially when it comes to defense, looking at who's with the ones, who's with the twos and such, it's going to kind of, you know, you got to give it some time because it's real early. But in this particular walkthrough today, AJ Klein, Demario Davis, the two linebackers in the nickel package. There you go. Also, Josh Kazetstein of the TimesPicayunola.com tweeting he saw Austin Carr walk off with an apparent injury after beating Marshawn Lattimore on a route. So, again, Carr in a battle right now to go get a spot in the wide receiver position. So it'll be very interesting as it goes. We'll hear from head coach Sean Payton next hour. Brian and Ola East join the intern out there collecting sound and getting observations. We'll hear from them in hour number three. We'll take the break as we await the phone call from Phil Steele. We'll talk a little college football with him. You know him from the magazine, and of course does some stuff with ESPN as well. Don't play the game of claims with insurance companies. If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King of 504-909-KING. KingInjuryFirm.com. As this hour is brought to you by the King Firm, and they specialize in personal injury, maritime, offshore, mass torts, workers' comp, the works. Look, if you go to the website, KingInjuryFirm.com, you'll see bios and the attorneys. You'll see videos that kind of go through, you know, my cases and instances that maybe you will need the King Firm. So go check them out. It's a free consultation call as well. They'll talk to you, no charge. Just want to see if they can help you or not. Sport Takeover continues next on ESPN New Orleans. +800-998-1003 at ESPN Radio NOLA. Joey, I just looked over at our phone screener software and see that the lines are still empty. And I'm like, Where's Mr. Phil Steele?
What?
Yeah, where's Mr. Phil Steele? Now, not that I was going to blame you. Okay. Not that I was going to say.
Just blame Jordan. He's not there.
Right. Not that I was going to be like, Joey, clearly, you know, you might want to just check the lines. I mean, a guy of that importance and popularity surely wouldn't be late.
Right. But?
I well, you know, the on my Mac there is a little thing. It's a calendar.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, today is June 12th.
All day.
Yeah. And so I tap it. And then the one right below that, the Tuesday right below that, which would be next week. There it is in green highlighter. Phil Steele, 12:30. I was only off a week.
You know what we have to do? I have to give him my DeLorean and do this.
We're sending you back to the future.
Now, there you go. Now you can get him.
Look at it this way. At least I'm prepared for the interview next week.
There you go. You are prepared beyond belief now. The best you've ever prepared. This is it.
See, here's the look. Just a little personal thing in 30 seconds here. See, Grandma, my mom, who watches Carver, they're on vacation. They're seeing my sister in Vermont. I'm getting pictures of it's 63 degrees in the mountains, Lake Champlain. They're enjoying beverages. They have a lot of really good microbrews there. You know, just enjoy Magic Hat. Just there they are, right there, just enjoying themselves. So it's been me and the little guy and the in-laws. And I'm dropping off this and that. I forgot half this stuff this morning when I dropped them off. So, yeah, I could maybe see why I confused today with next Tuesday.
Okay, I'll go for that.
Yeah. Like I said, there's some days where one is just enough.
Remember, one day you're the windshield, one day you're the bug.
I mean, I can't on Tuesday, day two of their vacation text, when are you coming back, right? I mean, I can't do that just yet, right? At least wait to midweek. I don't want to make them think like we're really, really, you know, if you want to come home early, that'd be great. No, anyway, we got plenty to talk about because here's one of the things I will touch on. Do you remember 2009, the Saints Super Bowl winning season? Do you remember, Joey? You probably own it.
I got married that
did
year.
Did you really? 2009?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well.
The day the Saints lost to the Dallas Cowboys.
Huh.
They had a 13-game win streak. We got married. Streak ended. I don't know if that's a sign.
No? No, there you go. Okay. Play that music because do you remember we all probably own it? I still have that shirt somewhere in my closet. The black t-shirt, gold lettering that said in red, finish strong.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember that? Right. Mm-hmm. That was the motto. Head coach Sean Payton, after a pair of 8-8 seasons, said, you know what? We got to finish strong. Cause in the previous two seasons, especially the year before that, Saints kind of just didn't close out those fourth quarter games. So finish strong was the motto. The team wore it. It was a shirt you could buy all over the city. Fans wore it, embraced it. Super Bowl champions. Well, up in Philadelphia, head coach Doug Peterson says, you know what, the whole underdog role last year, remember there was a football player that always wore the mask of a dog, it looked like a pug or something, and yeah. It was just to say, look, they're the underdogs, right? No one believes in them, and it's crazy because in every single playoff game, including the Super Bowl, they were the underdogs, somehow, even though they hosted and they were the number one seed, but they were underdogs.
Yeah.
So, he's like, we're going to embrace the hunted. Mm. That's his motto this year. They're the hunted. People want to be the Eagles. So it got me thinking, Joey, what would this year's motto sort of be if you had to for your New Orleans Saints? I tweeted it out there at ESPN Radio NOLA. If you want to call in, 800-998-1003. What are you going with? I've gotten some responses already. Apparently, Sean Payton and Cam Jordan have already said it's bow up.
Bow up.
Yeah, bow up.
You know what it is in Cleveland, huh?
What's that?
Finish the game.
Oh, no. I thought it would just be like, how about just one? Just once.
Just one. Just win once. One, baby.
Just once. Just one.
Jamal Davis, just win one, baby.
Just one game.
I'd love to get a second pick, but go ahead.
Here's the thing. I know it's a lot of entrepreneurs in this city. You know what I'm talking about? The gentlemen or ladies that tend to bring their merchandise to you out of the back of their cars. You know what I'm saying? They open the trunks and there it is. There is a small, medium, and large. What would you like right there? So I still think we can do this. If bow up is what the team wants to go with, that's fine. There's always an opportunity for you to go ahead and place that on a t-shirt and sell it to local Saints fans if you would like as well. So I'm asking y'all, what would you make it? I threw some out there already. All in, because it kind of seemed like the Saints maybe did that with Marcus Davenport, right? Trading two first round picks, essentially moving up this year and then giving up the next year pick for him. So they used two first round picks for him. To that, That's the one that Brian and Elise has been using.
Okay.
To that. I like that, right? Instead of who that, it's to that. Time for a second championship.
I like my first year in college. Take no prisoners. That was a t-shirt.
Mine that I would go with, unfinished business.
Ooh.
Unfinished business. I think that Marcus Williams play, and then I'm going to put slash inability to get a first down, and I'm going to put slash inability to get to the quarterback in that final drive and make a play, and I'm going to put slash the inability to show up in the first half maybe cost you an opportunity to go to the Super Bowl.
So you came by small in that shirt.
Well, no, I'm not slashing all those things. I'm saying that's why. Now, you could put it on the back. I like that, right? Unfinished business in the front, and then on the back, some of the reasons you think is unfinished business. So how about you just put the Viking logo, right, back there, right? Or how about this? Unfinished business in the front, and on the back of the shirt, destination Atlanta.
Ooh.
Right? Or just put however many miles it is to Atlanta on the back of it.
283 miles. 28 to 3.
I don't think it's 283.
Yeah, I think it's 28 to 3 on the interstate.
Oh, I see what you just did there.
Depends on the exit.
All right, I'm looking it up. How many miles do you think it is?
I have no idea.
Are you ready? I have it.
Good old Google. 972 miles.
468.9 miles.
I was halfway there.
All right, there you go. For you entrepreneurs out there, unfinished business on the front and print me on the back, 468.9. There it is. The distance to Atlanta.
Mercedes,
I like that. Yeah. I'm telling you, dude.
With a Mercedes-Benz logo.
That idea is free of charge, brought to you by me at GCAT_17. Have fun with it. I'm telling you. That's what I like. 468. We can round it up since it's .9. 469.
I can see all along US 90 today.
469.
469.
Unfinished business, 469. Put it on the back. You know? Destination, 469.
Ooh.
There it is.
People can start going through their Bibles. Watch.
To Atlanta.
469.
Yeah, exactly. No, I'm in.
Yeah.
Now, the calculated flying distance from New Orleans to Atlanta is 424 miles.
Yeah, because you don't have to take the exit.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah, just straight shot as the crow flies.
Now, it says 6 hours and 44 minutes. I've been told it's 8. It's probably because of the traffic.
Yeah.
Yeah, either way.
You ever been to Atlanta Airport?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, isn't several times.
Isn't that like, you know, walking in Times Square?
Now, look, when you go to Hartsfield, the amount of bodies and human beings that are traveling in and out of that place, it's honestly baffling. We had to wait for, we had like a 7-hour layover last year, and it's just unbelievable. I mean, it's just unbelievable when you just sit there and you think of the amount of people that go through that airport. But anyway, so there you go, 469 miles. That's what I would go with. I would go with unfinished business. For me. North Korean Santa chiming in. Home field ADV for home field advantage. That's what he's going with. The West Bank who dat, Joey? Drew it big instead of do it big. You like that? Easy enough. Drew it big instead of do it big. Because
yeah.
The basketball team is that. I like that. As, let's see, another, we'll do one more. Let's see, one more. I like this. Sweep the leg should be the motto from Quail Man. And Neil says, I confirm this should be the motto. Just sweep the leg. So kind of like a take no prisoners situation. 800-998-1003. To the phone lines we go. What you got, man? How are you? Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Who's this?
Clarence.
Hey, what's up, Clarence? What's going on, man?
Hey, what about TB Boogie 2?
TB Boogie 2? I like that.
That's for Tom Bennett.
Yep, TB Boogie 2. All right, I'll jot it down. TB Boogie 2. Sounds good, man. Thank you so much. Appreciate it, Clarence.
All right.
800-998-1003. You could be just like Clarence. Just call us. Just give us your take real quick.
TB Boogie 2.
I like that. TB Boogie 2. Along those lines, actually, somebody did tweet me, Boat Lawyer.
Boat Lawyer.
Boat Lawyer at GCAT underscore 17. Boonk Gang 2, Electric Boogaloo.
Ooh.
Do you remember the breakdance movies?
Yes.
Electric Boogaloo.
Yes.
Yep. What? You said that like you didn't break dance. You know you did.
No, I used to roller skate like Linda Blair.
Did you?
In hot pants.
Those are some interesting clothes back then, yeah, during breakdancing days. Jeremy on Twitter at ESPN Radio NOLA says, unfinished business because I honestly believe we should have been in the Super Bowl. So it's time to finish what we started. Jordan, not our Jordan, another Jordan. I'd go with finish strong again, considering how last season ended, or finish the tackle. That's where he wants to go. Now, the mayor of Metairie has chimed in. At least that's his Twitter handle. Joey, you like this one?
Four more
years. Don't bleep the bed.
Oh. Ooh.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, don't bleep the bed.
I thought he texted more, you know, four more years.
Uh-huh. No, oh, I was Jordan trying to, you know, do that for a second.
Yeah.
800-998-1003. Let's have a little fun with this. What motto would you like the team to kind of go? Becky says, I thought it was bow up. Yeah, that's apparently it is bow up.
Is that
from the team, I guess.
B-E-A-U-X up?
Mm-hmm.
Cajun bow.
I see what you're doing there.
Yeah, B-E-A-U-X, bow up.
Ah, I like
it's like
that.
Fido, F-I-D-E-A-U-X.
You
got to
Cajun it up. I hear you.
Cajun it up.
Huh, interesting. Let's have some fun, though. What other ones? Not that bow up, is it? I get that. Bow up. Fight. You know? Get ready to fight. I like that. I'm good with that. I'm just taking suggestions for others. That's all. Sports Hangover continues. Hour 1 brought to you by the King Firm, 504-909-KING. KingInjuryFirm.com is the way to check them out online. As we said, personal injury, maritime offshore, mass tort, and workers' comp. It's what they specialize in. Go check them out. KingInjuryFirm.com. We'll continue with more of the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
Come on, baby.
At Toops Princess over on Twitter, Becky says, I thought it was bow up. So, yeah, okay. I get it. A lot of people say it's bow up. Maybe they've said that. And again, not that I'm not in on it. I just, I'd love to get some more ideas on what you think. As the Saints continue, minicamp day number one, we'll keep you posted as to what else is going on. As we said, it should be wrapping up around 1:20. When they do, we will, we'll keep you posted. Now, a couple of people are tweeting just minutes ago. Davenport, again, one of the things that you liked was the fact that he was still going through things today during practice. The reports yesterday were they had a thumb injury. And with the thumb injury, he was going to require surgery. They were going to do the surgery after minicamp. Josh Kazatstein with TopPickUNOLA.com saw Davenport get in there, get a sack on Drew Brees in a red zone drill. Got a sack. Saints fans have to like that. Minutes later, Davenport walking off the field with the Saints training staff. So maybe he hurt that thumb. Now, that's all I've gotten. I haven't seen if it's the thumb that they were looking at, if it's something else. But again, it's early. It's June. More importantly, you're seeing back-to-back really weeks where Davenport's starting to get into the back end of the field. You're starting to see more and more Marcus Davenport get around, get some pressure and do that. And again, I don't know if it's the thumb as to why he's walking off with the staff. I'm here. They're at practice. But we'll get from Brian Enola East and others as to why he left. Now, speaking of Atlanta, I said 468.9 miles. Let's call it 469. That's destination Atlanta. That's what I would do. I love the shirt, unfinished business, and then on the back, destination 469. It's the distance between New Orleans and Atlanta. Speaking of the Falcons, Joey, not all is well
Rise
for
up.
Your land. Well, you know.
Uh-oh.
So they are, you know, sorry. Not that I wasn't paying attention, but I had to get this. I asked Brian, why did he get out after the sack? And Brian just responded, heat.
Ooh.
So there you go. Heat. I will take heat any day over something else. Can you just hear? I think the temperature cooled down a bit in New Orleans. You know why? Because half of the Saints fans just went, right? Again, I'm doing the show on the fly when it comes to practice. I'm trying to give you as much info as I can as it's going on, and I'm keeping my eye on like five different things going on at the same time. But I definitely wanted to, because I needed to find out. I text five people at practice right now. Why did Davenport leave after getting a sack on Drew Brees? And I'm getting now multiple people saying heat. So look, and I told you this. I said it this morning. I was on a show up in North Louisiana, and on Sports Talk 97.7, I'm on every Tuesday mornings. We're talking about the storylines and all that. And I said, guys, I'm not trying to sound like a weenie or anything here, but dude, I just walk the dog. I walk him in the morning between 7:30, Joey. And I know it's around this time now of the year where I need to really start doing it 6:30 before that sun comes up over the trees and the houses. Cause once it does, it's over. And what I mean by that is the humidity rising off of the dew from the grass just absolutely kills you. And then the sun gets you. And so I open up the weather app, Joey, and there it is. 91% humidity, feels like 94. It was 7:15. I get it. Marcus Davenport, welcome to New Orleans and what training camp is going to be like. So again, just wanted to pass that along. Josh Kazakstein was the first to tweet it, so I'll give him the credit. Davenport sacks Brees in the red zone drills. That's team drills. That's awesome. Because as I said, you're seeing it by the week. He's getting in that backfield. It's what we said. Look, a lot of people are going to always talk about what the price was to go get him. If he can give you Alex Okafor numbers, I'll take. Obviously, you want a little bit more what Okafor gave you, but he gave you pressure. If he can give you a little bit more than that and be a legit playmaker, no one. It's going to be complaining if he pops Jameis Winston in that first quarter in the dome, right? No one. Tyrod Taylor the next week. No one. Noodle arm and the Falcons in Atlanta. Week 3. If he pops him, no one is complaining about the amount of first round picks it cost. No one. And I mentioned Atlanta a couple times, Joey, for good reason. The news out of Atlanta. Not flying is Julio Jones. He apparently has decided, that minicamp stuff, I don't need that.
Ooh.
I do not need that because he wants a contract. New contract. Oh. Yes.
Speaking
unofficially as our observer of Atlanta radio. We're going to try to get the graph next hour, talk a little college baseball. But he also enjoys listening to, this is why I would say, he's, not that he dislikes, again, I'm going dislikes because hate's a strong word right now. But he keeps tabs on Atlanta all season long. And apparently they're melting down in the ATL. They want to trade Julio Jones. They're calling him a malcontent. He's not showing up for mandatory minicamp. He wants a new deal. Joey, you know he's been working out with the last several weeks. I talked about this on Friday. You know he's been working out with?
No.
Good old Terrell Owens at USC. Yep.
He's my receiver, man.
He's my receiver, man. Working out with good old Terrell Owens.
Yeah.
There you go, Brian Enola East. Yet another locker room ruined. There you go. So there it is. Not a lot of happiness right now out of the Atlanta Falcons as Julio's like, I'll see you later. Here we go. That is. There you go. Falcons, they fly. All except Julio Jones, who's not doing that just yet. So it is what it is. Anyway, top of next hour, we'll chime in. We'll talk a little bit on LeBrow. I'd love to get your opinions on that, Pels fans. Is LeBrow, I'm not even going to say it's a real possibility, but can you imagine? We'll talk a little CWS and more Saints. Again, bottom of next hour, we should hear from head coach Sean Payton, so we'll touch on all of that and more. It's the Sports Hangover. Hour one was brought to you by The King Firm. Go Ring the King, 909-KING. You're listening to ESPN New Orleans.